The opinions expressed here are solely my own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the IAIABC and its membership.
Hello, and welcome to the IAIABC's podcast, Accidentally. My name is Heather Laurie, and I am the Executive Director of the International Association of Industrial Accident Boards and Commissions. Since 2015, Accidentally has discussed issues and events impacting workers' compensation systems, providing insights and asking questions to encourage listeners to consider different perspectives on workers' compensation or sometimes just life in general. In 2017, I turned 36 and had been with the IAIABC for 10 years, and I was not seeing many people around my age at IAIABC and workers' compensation industry conferences. And really, I was not that young. Today, 44% of the U.S. workforce is made up of people born after 1979. I would venture to guess that percentage is lower in the workers' compensation industry. With some IAIABC member organizations saying that upwards of 50% of their staff is eligible for retirement, well, no cap, we have a problem. And if you don't know what no cap means, ask a next-gen employee or your 11-year-old son. We need to do something different. One way the IAIABC has tried to move the needle is through its NextGen Awards program, launched in 2017. The NextGen Awards recognize talented individuals under the age of 40 who are having a substantial and positive impact on workers' compensation, making a significant difference within their organizations, and leading the industry into the future. IAIABC NextGen has recognized 54 people over its 7 years, and most of them are still in the industry. The old adage that once you're in, you stay, holds true here. But not only do we need to keep these talented young leaders in the industry, we need to be drawing in more. It's something we're committed to working on at the IAIABC, and we hope you're with us on that journey. As nominations are open for the 2024 NextGen Awards program, I asked some previous NextGen recipients to share what it meant to them to be nominated for and win a NextGen Award and the impact it has had on their career. Thank you to the individuals for sharing their stories, and here they are. What did it mean to you personally to be nominated for and win an IAIABC NextGen Award?
Jackie Jackson, Manager of Business Operations at the Colorado Division of Workers' Compensation. Being nominated for the IAIABC NextGen Award was an honor in itself. It really meant a lot to me for my colleagues to think highly enough of me to have been nominated. I had the opportunity to meet a number of the other winners at various IAIABC conferences over the years, and I just knew the caliber of people and the incredible professionals that they have that have won this award in the past. So just the nomination alone meant so much to me, but then also to have that followed up with actually being selected as a winner for the award and getting to say I'm part of that group of professionals and part of that group of people, it's incredible. And it's such a great honor to me to actually get to share that with people and to network with those individuals and be in this elite class with them.
Yeah, my name is Cody Allen, and I'm in business development at SFM. I was fortunate to be named a 2021 recipient of the NextGen Award, and it's meant a great deal to me to be both nominated and selected for this recognition. I saw that the criteria for the award states that the individual has a substantial positive impact on their organization and or the workers' compensation industry, and also that the individual has to set themselves apart from others for their work. So first off, it's always a great thing that your employer and their leaders think highly enough of you and the work that you've done to be recognized for a special award like this. But secondly, the IAIABC is such a well-respected, mission-driven organization with our industry. To be selected and recognized by them was tremendously rewarding. The other individuals among the 2021 recipients were truly impressive individuals, so it was gratifying to be acknowledged alongside them.
My name is Alex O'Neill. I'm the CEO of Arbicare. It meant a ton to me personally to win this award. I think as professionals, as we get going early in our career, we're always striving for advancement. We're striving to be known in a positive light for what it is that we do. And I think this is some sort of validation in an industry that has been very open and public about the aging workforce. We certainly want to have the opportunity to present ourselves as new and future leaders in our industry. And I think this is a great opportunity to expose the industry to who we are and what we can do to help.
So my name is Jessica Jones, and I work with the Montana State Department of Labor and Industry. So for me, this award was, I will say, very shocking. I had initially, you know, I was working away one day and got this email from Cameron, and I'm like, what is this? I'm getting an award? I was like, no, this isn't really happening. And so I went and talked to my supervisor, and I was like, I just got this email. And sure enough, I found out that it was true. I was receiving this award, and I couldn't express more the shock and honor that I felt when I got this award. It was by far, I would say, the biggest award I've received in my career, and not only winning, but being nominated by the people I work with and for, and not even knowing. It was pretty honoring. I'm very excited.
I am Kyle Jones. I work with the Tennessee Bureau of Workers' Compensation, and I am the communications coordinator. Being nominated and winning a Next Gen Award was really cool because it showed that someone else saw a potential in me, one that maybe I hadn't saw, or one that validated something that I thought, okay, maybe I can do more in this. Maybe there is something to this. And that validation, it just kind of like winds me up that I can do more and do better and contribute something meaningful to this.
I'm Claudia Byers, and I am the director of the compliance program with the Tennessee Bureau of Workers' Compensation. So seeing some of the other colleagues at my organization that have received this award, I thought that it was, you know, really prestigious just based on the work product that they put out and the type of individuals that they are. So it was really meaningful to me that my colleagues felt that I was worthy of a nomination and felt that I would be a good representation of the state of Tennessee.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Arkellian. I am the Senior Director of Product Management at a company called Healthy Systems. It's amazing winning the IIBC Next Gen Award, especially considering the fact that I started as an adjuster in the industry in 2008, not knowing anything about the industry, and then to see the progress that I was able to make throughout all the years and take that career as an adjuster and transform it into product development and strategy was probably one of the highlights of my professional career up until this point. And it really helped me realize the footprint that I was making on the industry and how it impacts others and inspires others to not only come into the industry, but see the impact you can make here.
My name is Tara Addison. I am Director of Board Services for the Saskatchewan Workers' Compensation Board. So to me personally, what it meant to win this award was really, it was truly an honor. And knowing that you put your heart and soul into the WCB and trying to make things better, and to be nominated and winning, really validated for me all the hard work that I truly do. Personally, winning has given me more drive now to continue making a difference, not only at the WCB, but in other ways.
What impact has the IAIABC Next Gen Award had on your professional life?
The biggest impact that winning the IAIABC Next Gen Award has had for me personally is initially just that confidence boost that you get from being acknowledged by your peers, by other professionals in the industry, as someone who is going to be a leader and someone who is making changes across the industry. I think that that's something that we're all looking for is is this opportunity to have an impact and be able to see that impact in our work. And it is a great conversation starter as you're networking with other professionals. You know, I personally am not like, oh, I'm a next gen winner, but the number of times that I'll be introduced to someone and they'll say, hey, she's a next gen award winner, it gives you this instant credibility and people know what that is and they want to talk to you about it. So it has been a really, really fun designation for me. And I've loved getting to share the organization and what this award has meant to me.
Yeah, I think what the award meant to me professionally is that it confirmed I'm in the right industry and it helped commit me to remaining a professional in workers' compensation for the foreseeable future.
It's had a lot of impact on me professionally. And I think that the common denominator for it is the relationships. It's such a relationship-driven business. And, you know, I think we as people are driven by human interaction, and that's what helps drive us to the next level of our careers and helps us to do things that we otherwise couldn't do. And I think the IAIABC has been huge for me, especially in terms of the relationships and who I've been able to get to know and how I've been able to participate in certain organizations that allow me to advance my career. And so the people that I've met, the support that you get from others, the forum that it provides for us to do more things have just been invaluable and something that I look forward to continuing to be a part of.
For me, this has been not only a huge, I'm going to say, confidence boost in myself and where I'm at with my career, but having that recognition amongst your peers and such a bigger audience that may not have known who I was and what I do and this expansion of the network. I mean, it's shocking. I mean, I've actually been out, I'm going to say, even at my dentist's office and being, wow, I heard you got an award. Congratulations. Tell me about this. And I was like, wait, what? You know, it's just the doors it's opened, the people I've been able to meet that previously, you know, I may not have crossed paths before because my role where it is right now tends to help us internally so that experience we have with those external stakeholders is the best it can be. And so having this new network of people to reach out with the IIABC and having that awareness shared, sometimes you don't want that light necessarily always, you know, on you, but you know, it's really nice to have that pause and say, I really appreciate this. You know, this is quite the honor. So it's been a great experience.
NextGen is more than an award. For me, it created connections with other driven individuals from within the industry. And these connections have already opened doors to exciting opportunities. For example, I collaborated with another NextGen recipient to do a joint presentation where it really just felt like we were energizing from each other, both learning from each other and sparking ideas to incorporate into our own work. I don't think I would have crossed paths with the other winners or realized the value that these connections would have for years to come. So thank you, NextGen, for expanding my network and connecting me with great people.
So the NextGen Award really gave me a sense of community outside of the small group that I have with my own agency. In my personal life, you know, workers' compensation is kind of a small niche thing. So a lot of my friends and family don't exactly know what it is that I do. So being able to expand my network beyond just my personal work colleagues was really great. And I think that being able to know that there are other people out there all across the state or all across the country and in other countries that are kind of dealing with the same issues that we are, digging into the same type of work and being able to bounce ideas off of each other has been a really great experience. Being able to learn from other states, other jurisdictions, and other organizations that are in the workers' comp space.
Winning the IIBC NextGen Award made such a positive influence on my professional career. Since winning that award, I was selected in speaking engagements, publications, and seen as an industry thought leader in this space. But one of the favorite things that's happened in my professional career since winning that award was furthering my involvement with the IIBC community, which I did not know what the IIBC was when I won the award. And I realized that it's such an extraordinary community. It's a smaller community with full of thought leaders. Every time I go to a conference, I'm inspired. But one of the best things that's happened was joining the Next Gen Selection Committee. And so I feel honored to be able to see all of the nominations coming in for amazing new leaders upcoming in our industry and the positive impacts they're making and have involvement in selecting those Next Gen leaders.
So winning the Next Gen has impacted me professionally. It has opened so many doors and opportunities for me. I've had the opportunity to meet new people, new contacts, learn about new ways of working. I feel it's made me more outgoing and it's challenged me to try new things. So I have gained skills and continue to grow professionally in ways that I would have not have been able to without having this opportunity and becoming an IAIABC community member. I've had opportunities to present to new groups. I'm going to be moderating a meeting. And I'm being part of a new committee, which all help build my skills professionally. And I'm looking forward to, you know, jumpstarting my career.
Thanks again to the NextGen recipients for talking about what NextGen has meant to them. I hope you'll consider nominating someone you know and give them the accolades they have earned. If you don't do it, who will? Thank you for listening to Accidentally. Until next time.